back to NRG Stadium, Texans late night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu with you. And how about it for our guest tonight, Chris Polk, running back. Okay, yeah, and he didn't want the crowd here.
He was worried about an audience because he's so introverted and shy, right?
I'm very shy.
Yes,
very shy.
You come across that way, Chris.
Yeah.
We have a lot to discuss, but how's it going so far? How do you like Houston, being with the Texans, that whole thing?
I love Houston. Just the people are nice, the fans, the food is great. You know, just we got to get that humidity on the right page. But besides that, you know, I love Houston. I love it here.
All right, so you grew up in the Redlands in California, then you played for Philly. What was that like, going West Coast to East Coast, and now here you are in Houston?
Well, going to college in Washington, that got me kind of ready for the cold. But in Philly, you know, I just love seeing the traveling the world and, you know, just being on the East Coast my first time. And, you know, it's a great experience. I wouldn't change it for the world. And, you know, it's a real true four seasons there, like real four seasons, you know, nice and real, you know, nature. But when it snows, it snows. It really
is. It's cold. It's cold up there. You don't have to worry about that here.
No,
that's good. Now, on Hard Knocks, we all got to meet your mom. All right. And I thought she was a great character on the show. She's not a character to you. She's
real.
Actually your mom. She's real. But I called a game, so I always think about your mom when you carry the ball. Like 10-yard gain, oh, mom's going to like that. You know? No yards, mom's not going to like that.
Yeah, because that's definitely, you know, just looking at my mom, you know, that's my world right there. You know, that's my biggest fan. And that's actually where I get a lot of my personality from. So shout out to my mom. But, yeah, definitely, that's my biggest fan. That was my first coach ever. You know, the first thing after I called off the game, oh, Chris, yeah, you know, there's some stuff you could have did out there. But, you know, as long as you held on to that ball, it's fine with me. You're good with me.
All right, so Mama made Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp shirts we saw on Hard Knocks. And I was talking to you one day in the locker room. And this is a new saying. It's not something that you've been saying for years and years. You just sort of came up with
it. I've always said Bang Bang, but the chicken and shrimp was just, like, spontaneous. You know, I was hungry. And, you know, that's a great balance, you know, meal. You know,
good
like
protein,
speed and power.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great combination.
Surf
but you had
turf.
Other, he had other sayings, though, in Philly. What, like, there was other,
yeah,
there were
what
other
else
things
you
that you said.
I have a lot. We
okay,
go
give
all
us
day.
A few.
Let's say, oh, Lord, Stanley. You guys there watching the movie Friday, you get that. Hot Pockets, I say that a lot.
Okay. You need an endorsement.
Cat
deal.
Daddy, I say that a lot.
Okay.
It's just, woo, I do that a lot, too. So
you'll fit in well.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you meshing with the personalities in the running back core? You know, you got Arian Foster, you got Jonathan Grimes, who plays the piano. You got a real eclectic kind of group here with the running backs.
Yeah, we all, like, even, you know, outside of football, we all hang out with each other. We all just love each other because we all are all just characters. We all have our own, you know, personality and humor. Even on the football field, we all, you know, we complement each other. You know, that's the best way to explain it because, you know, we all do something different that the other one doesn't do. Then, you know, I think we're by far the closest group.
Do you feel any pressure to pick up a musical instrument? Because Jonathan Grimes is really, really
is
good at the
really good.
Piano.
I actually did play trumpet for 3 years. If you can believe
it.
I did. I was
I
an advanced
with
band.
Him, I said he could be playing the trombone for all we know. So trumpet, advanced band.
I was in an advanced band in middle school, you know.
And what's advanced band?
You know,
regular band doesn't.
You know, you start off in regular band, but, you know, the good kids get moved up.
Advanced.
You know? I don't know how I got an advanced band. You know,
well,
imagine
if I
me.
Give you a trumpet today, and we don't have one here, darn it, but could you still get a sound out of it?
I can get you a sound, because think about a trumpet, like, people think, like, you blow, like, to make a noise out, you get a... So, and these big lips and that little valve is kind of hard, so,
Impressions of Arian Foster before you knew him and after you met him and spent some time with him?
Arian Foster, before I knew him, you know, I just like, oh, man, he's the man. I just thought he would just be, you know, just so full of himself. But when I actually met him, he's just the most down-to-earth person I've ever met. Then, you know, just seeing the things that he does, like the way how he takes care of his body. And, you know, he taught me most of the playbook, you know, which is why, like, I know a little bit that I do now, because he really simplified things and really broke it down to me. And it's just really phenomenal. I've never really seen someone work as hard as he does. And, you know, there's days where he's eating salads and tuna and stuff. I think I've never seen him eat anything bad. You know, I'd be in there with a burger and a quesadilla, and I see, you know, Aaron over there with his fruit and, you know, salad, and I just, man, let me throw this away. Let me
save for later. Don't undersell yourself. You've been working really hard, too. This week, you did some volunteer work around Houston, Casa de Esperanza. I think we have some pictures as well.
Yeah, you did do some work.
Around about in the community.
How was that for you, being out there?
That was great, because I actually live, like, really close to there, so I didn't even know that that was there. And I love anything with kids. I love kids, because I'm still a big kid myself, you couldn't tell. Yeah. But I love kids. Anything just to make their kids' day, just see the smile of their faces, because that's just the world. Because, you know, the kids are our future.
Yeah.
You know, so we get to do the best thing, and just give them the best things, you know, available, and give them positive influence and outlets to, you know, have them become everything they want to do, and just, you know, dare to be different.
The children are our future. That's also part of a song.
We are the world.
Funny that would come up, because we got a game for you next. Chris Polk stays with us here on Texans Late Night.
Yeah.